This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. With the rise of sensors and IoT devices, the future of our homes will change drastically. Just like Jarvis in Iron Man, personal assistant services will be incorporated into objects we interact. So just how will our future homes look like? And what do we need to be ready for this? On the show with me today is...
Good day, everyone. My name is Tony Young. I'm the general manager for Crestron and I'm covering Southeast Asia in this region, based out in Singapore.
And Tony, not many may know who are Crestron Electronics. Perhaps you could give us an overview of the nature of your business.
Right. Now, Crestron is actually founded by the late founder called George Felstein, and that was in 1971. So I think we are looking at 46 years in business already. So it's the typical American entrepreneur business thing, right? They start off their business in their garage and things like that. So, but, you know, just to start off, Crestron start their business doing automation. So, but, you know, things start to change and you know, over the years, the product offering, the technology that we are doing actually covers a lot more, what you call different application right now. So, as of today, Crestron is a global brand. We have like, 3,000 employees over, 90 offices. The core business that we're doing right now, it's still automation control. Unified communication product, digital media, which is part of HDBaseT, which probably some of you all heard about it, and of course, lighting, light control, shades control, and climate control types of solutions right now.
Mm. 1971, that was a time when, you know, I think we would be dreaming if we were talking about, you know, the amount of technologies that we will have today. I think Some people will call us mad if we were to mention back in 1970.
Yeah, I'm still on formula milk.
How much has the company evolved since, and, you know, in terms of the target market that you have, has this evolved much, you know, since the beginning of this? I know that, you know, you were not part of day one, but a bit of a background of the company and also when did it make its presence here in Southeast Asia?
Well, I think that the game changer actually happens when Crestron start to got into a technology, they call it digital media. So, you know, AV technology changed a lot. You know, we used to, you know, hear about, you know, XGA, XSGA, the kind of typical analog resolution and things like that. Mm. But things have changed so much over the years. I think it was in 2008, you know, the founder and the, what do you call, the technical officer of Crestron based in New York. They work with this so-called a chip manufacturer, and they start to define a new standard called the HDBaseT standards. And within Crestron, we rebrand it to what we call digital media. So it's a very powerful kind of technology. You know, basically, it's a standard platform that you replace running on all sorts of different medial cable. We talk about, you know, maybe people talk about VGA cable, HDMI cable, control cable, network cable, because all this cable has got distance limitation. So with digital media, we actually overcome this. We can actually deal with all different types of medium, you know, and actually translate into what we call the HDBaseT or digital media standards. So that is when, you know, Crestron has a, you know, make a very big entry into the audio-visual industry again, you know, because all these years, like I said, you know, they built a business upon control and automation system. They never been seen as a video company. But in 2008, when they developed this new technology, you know, it's basically a game changer for Crestron. Mm. And, you know, after that, you know, the whole industry start to follow the same technology and things like that. You know, but we are already into our fourth generation and fifth generation. We are already in a very stable technology whereby people are just trying to pick up the thing.
Mm. And Southeast Asia's presence, when did it arrive?
Well, for Crestron, head office being in New Jersey, just beside New York, you know, like I say, they've been in business for 46 years, but, you know, throughout the whole worldwide business, what they do is, especially for Southeast Asia, they actually engage a exclusive distributor in Hong Kong. So this Hong Kong distributor has been doing the job for them for the past 22 years. So, and it was in 2015, Crestron, the senior management, feel that, okay, you know, it's time they got to start invest heavily into Southeast Asia because they see the potential. In fact, they see the potential in APEC, right? So, so what they did in 2015 is they thank the, the distributor in Hong Kong. They start to set up Crestron Singapore as the HQ for Southeast Asia. And then from then, we start to build our own, infrastructures and operational facilities like a warehouse, our demo area, we call it Experience Center, our training facilities, and we upskill our people. You know, all our engineers, our customer support were flown to head office to get proper training, upskill them so that, you know, our client in any part of Southeast Asia, they will be able to obtain the same level of user experience should they be in US.
And Tony, if people were to Google Crestron, and you know, they would find that it's a company that says, you know, it's a control systems for home automation. And we've talked a lot on the show Tech Talk about, you know, the future of homes and how things are going to change with AI coming into play. Since you guys are, you know, very much into the core business of home automation, give me a view of what do you think the future of homes is going to look like?
Okay, I think the home technology has evolved quite a fair bit, you know. Over the years, there are people talking about smart home and things like that, but, you know, the definition of smart is really depending on the individual, right? I mean, back then, you know, I remember if whoever holds a universal remote control, they call it a smart home. and, you know, and then later on, we start to see that, you know, there are certain, smart appliances, right? They develop their own app, you know, and then you ended up operating 20 apps in your smartphone or your tablet to control 20 appliances, which is not the best way as well. So I think recent year, what I've seen is all these apps are now being integrated together through, like, you know, as what you mentioned, AI, or what you call a smart control system, like you can typically use Crestron, which we're going to showcase one of it in Bex Asia. And then, you know, so, and moving forward, I think the biggest trend right now that what I'm seeing is besides being able to integrate, but allow customization, because this has been the biggest setback back then when, you know, all these manufacturers, they develop the smart devices, they don't really give you the degree of customization. You know, and let alone talking about integrating 20 appliances into one. You know, so this is probably the next thing that we're going to see.
And I understand also that from Crestron, you've also done a few show houses to showcase some of the potential. Blow my mind, basically. Give me an example of, you know, how my future home is going to be like.
Okay. Now, this is going to be pretty challenging because I think end of the day, we are talking about is about technology against creativities. Right now, I've talked to my colleague in US. You know, they are talking about profiling, data analytics, and things like that. So I think in time to come, which is actually going to be very soon, I guess. You know, you heard about in the US. You know, certain employee, they have their microchip stuck into some part of their body, right?
Yeah.
So they do with analytics, they do with profiling. So it could be the day that, you know, when you reach home, you know, instead of right now, you got to, you know, get to your phone and switch on the aircon before you reach home. It could be the fact that when you reach home, you know, your home able to detect your presence and start to do prepare things based on what you want rather than upon you to trigger it. Because like I said, many years ago, you need to, you know, start to push a button on the touch panel, or you got to talk to a voice machine or whatever thing. But I think in future, we are talking about profiling, data analytics, you know, and then provide you with based on what is your preference. You know, even to make a coffee maker, right? They probably know that, okay, your preference is at, what, I don't know, 75 degree, you know, and they will just prepare the fresh brew coffee for you based on that temperature. You want to have a warm shower of what, 35 degree or whatever thing? Fine, you're going to have it, you know, instead of you controlling or adjusting anything.
What's the barriers to reaching this dream? Is it because every single manufacturer seems to have their own ways of implementing a smart home, and you get locked into a vendor, and you know your fridge then suddenly can't talk to your oven and your air conditioning because they all are from three separate brands?
Exactly. So That's where the effective of IoT thing comes into play. You know, IoT actually allows those programmer to be able to communicate those smart devices with those API, they call it. So this is going to be universal. This is going to be a single platform, and this is something that Crestron is actually working towards as well. In fact, we have been into this for many, many years. You know, I think it's easily two decades already. It is just that back then, nobody, you know, used this definition as in IoT. But, you know, Crestron can be considered one of the pioneers of that.
So how do you go about this? Do you then create a sort of like an overlying app on top of this? Or do you work with the manufacturers to get them to be on the same boat? Yep. Or what's the business like?
Okay, so basically for now, as you've seen, you know, Crestron work with AI so-called developers. Crestron work with Siri, Apple. You know, Crestron works with Amazon Alexa to come up with all these so-called program that can interface with them, right? And this is, we are not stopping here. You know, if you look at the Crestron website, we have Crestron Connected. It's basically that, you know, Crestron actually provide a modules and built into all sorts of devices out there, be it displays or climate controls and things like that. So end of the day, is to make all these devices compatible with Crestron. And we are not just going to stop there. This whole so-called interface program or all this library, they are always being expanded. You know, we have tons of software programmers working on it day in, day out.
And where are we on this journey before we can fully realize this, you know, fully automated home system where the home talks to me?
Well, I think it's going to be, if you look at Mark Zuckerberg's house, right, it's already a reality. So, you know, I think, you know, the future is as such that, you know, it really depends how technology evolves. It really depends on the demand of all these people, you know. And Crestron being a innovative and technology company, I mean, we will continue to evolve and, you know, just to, you know, meet all the stringent expectations from all these clients.
I'm speaking to Tony Ang of Crestron Electronics, talking about the future of our homes. And after the break, I'll be asking about what's in it for office buildings, warehouses and large facilities that are power hungry. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu and I'm on the phone today with Tony Ang, the General Manager of Crestron Electronics in Southeast Asia. And we're talking about the future of homes and how it would look like with the rise of AI. Things like Jarvis in Iron Man is already a reality, but it's not a common one. And early on, we were talking about how to make this into a common reality. But Tony, what about the large buildings besides our homes, the energy-intensive buildings? Is there anything for them in this surge of AI in buildings?
Mm-hmm. Well, for Crestron, I think there's another part of the business that we are pretty active is the enterprise business. So we are talking a lot about, you know, workspace optimization. You know, so I think right now, if you probably come across, there's a lot of meetings, you know, the pre-meeting arrangement, can be quite tough for whoever, technician or whatever, and they got to set up the meeting properly, make sure that, you know, for example, the video conference codec is running and things like that. So Crestron is actually into such a thing, you know, whereby we can actually optimize all this workspace, whereby it's easy to operate on a single platform. If you have going to manage like 30 meeting room or even 100 meeting room, you know, for example, Microsoft, they have got 8,000 meeting space in APEC, in all their APEC offices. They are using Crestron, Fusion, to manage all this room, to do room booking, to do statistics generation, instant messages, room control, monitoring, and all sorts of things. These are the bigger thing that we are working on it right now. With Fusion, which is also a software, we also have a module called the energy management. So we can actually, you know, check on all those, renewable resources, right, like electrical energy and things like that. We can actually tell, right? Why would you want to, you know, like, for example, put certain sensors or whatever thing, you know, once the room is vacant, you know, the whatever thing will just shut down by itself, or you can set certain schedule, you know, every night, maybe, 8 o'clock, you know, the building can be switched off based on whatever setting that whoever want to set and things like that.
Mm.
So these are the platform that we are doing right now.
Are these all just mostly software based solutions here?
Well, it depends. I would say it's a hybrid. It's a combination of software with our control processor.
And who's the target market and how do you go about them? Like, are you targeting first, like, you know, there are tons of data warehouses over this part of the region in Southeast Asia. Are these predominantly your main target market?
Well, for Crestron worldwide, we establish what we call the global clients.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So not necessarily warehouses or whatever, but more of the enterprise customers. So definitely Facebook is one of them. We have like Facebook, Google, and all the FSI clients, right? So, so they are our, what you call, our biggest clients, you know. And any part of the world, when they want to set up new offices, meeting space or whatever thing, you know, Crestron will be their preference.
And why Singapore as the home for Southeast Asia? And, you know, I understand also that Singapore is driving up for its IoT nation, smart nation.
Yep.
And we see it around almost every other major cities in this part of the region. How's business like in Southeast Asia?
For Southeast Asia, I think it's over the past, because our financial starts in July, you know, we are enjoying the first quarter of growth right now. And what we see over the past 2 years is we are enjoying very consistent growth. So we are very confident that the potential is right, you know, and I think the senior management is definitely spot on, you know, making the decision to shift the Southeast Asia HQ into Singapore. And of course, you know, geographically, it makes a lot of sense. And we have this warehouse over here, you know, and we can actually deliver all the stocks and orders to our neighboring countries. So, and to answer your question, definitely, I think Southeast Asia, we are seeing some steady growth. And if I want to drill down into different vertical markets and things like that, I think commercial is still one of the bigger business that we're looking at. But of course, Philippines and this Vietnam, they are doing very well with their hospitality.
Mm.
You know, there are tons of hotels and casinos and convention centers setting up in these two countries. Yeah,
and because they are, you know, it's a highly competitive market in Southeast Asia. Has this then brought off a bigger boost for Crestron because of, you know, everyone's trying to be niche and everyone's trying to be unique and new and refreshing, and it helps them in the long term business. Has this then been easier for you to approach these businesses to go up and be like, you know, we have a solution to make you very unique?
Yeah, I mean we position ourselves very different from our competitors because, you know, we, Crestron, you know, able to provide full range of solutions. And again, we are talking about a single platform that is what we call scalable, reportable, manageable, and networkable. And you know, it's really to embrace the technology as in the fact that, you know, things need to be connected, you know. So this is what that actually really making us very, very different. And we have all the track records to show that it's functional. It's not just on paper, but, you know, on the actual deliveries as well.
And Tony, I always say technology is only as good as the person using it. How much of a challenge has it been for businesses, especially for them to get the employees to be a part of that, you know, digital transformation journey and to adopt all these new technologies? How have you been playing the awareness role or the education role onto how to utilize this to change their behavior of their daily routine?
Well, this is you know, I think end of the day is to really let them know, you know, what is really in the past. And we always believe that, you know, Crestron is the market leader. We lead them the way. We create the needs for them. We don't really, you know, go and see them and, hey, you know, what do you want? But we tell them, understanding what they are going through, you know, we provide solutions to solve their problem. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really a very different game plan, I would say. It's not about, you know, you want a Mercedes, I'm going to give you a Mercedes. No, let's sit down. Think about, you know, not just about what you're going to buy, but, you know, what you are investing, because end of the day, this whole thing need to bring back investment, right? And in fact, right now, there's a lot of clients telling us, Tony, you know, I'm not going to use my CapEx to you know, the CapEx thing against the OPEX thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that the investment are well, what they call, protected in a way. So we set ourselves very differently from our competitors. And of course, like I said, you know, it's to really be with them, you know, and follow through and create the needs for them so that they truly understand and they can really get back and be appreciative of this whole effort.
And for those businesses who are listening and who are interested in utilizing things like this, what should they be asking themselves before, you know, they implement something like this and then see a completely different result and they go up to you, Tony, what is this? What's going on? I'm not being, you know, my ROI is not being delivered here.
All right. I can only tell them, give me a call earlier. I can probably solve the problem for them. Now, Crestron actually works really, really hard, you know, to, you know, provide the customer satisfactory. You know, our president, you know, his name is Randy Klein. You know, he personally addressed problem as well. So we actually put customer service as a very important aspect of our business because, you know, if customer is not happy, you know, you can't go far. So this is something that we pay a lot of attention as well.
And what are some of the trends currently? I understand in Singapore, there's a lot of talk about urban planning. Do you have any involvement into this?
Well, you know, AV usually comes at the last part of the whole project, you know. In fact, there's a lot of instances whereby a project, they are near to completion and then they start to get the AV vendor in. You know, but if we want to be involved way earlier, you know, we work with consultants, with architects, and this is the main reason we want to be at BEX Asia this time around, to get to close with these people, you know. I think this is a very important aspect, but a lot of the cases, we don't have the luxury to be able to step in at the moment. You know, because, I mean, if you talk about Singapore, there's a lot of building office tower and things like that. You know, they are all rented, you know, so we are never involved in the, you know, infrastructure planning and things like that. But if there's a chance for us to step in, you know, we want to talk about how they want to deal with their infrastructures. Enterprise management software is one of them. You know, what are they trying to manage? What are they trying to achieve? These are some of the things that we got to really seriously look at. So again, you know, this boils down to what we can offer them based on our Fusion software solution. You know, they can do all the global device management, the what they call energy management and things like that. This will be definitely helpful for them.
And Tony, before we leave, obviously when we talk about IoT, I will have to ask you about security because every other time we see a breach that's happened. How are you going around this? And, you know, 2018 is approaching and again, we're seeing a lot more innovative ways of hackers getting information. And sometimes it's through the labs of the manufacturer themselves, you know, who probably never put security at the forefront, and then now you're coming into a situation where, you know, you're playing with the vendors who've already set up, you know, a certain sort of way of implementing their solutions. How are you going about with the security side of the business and keeping and making sure that, you know, the confidence stays up at the level that you would want?
Yeah, I think I'm probably not the best person to answer that because this probably goes to the engineer in US. But what I understand is, you know, some of our product that is actually sitting on a client's network, we're using three levels of authentication and encryption. It's not the regular way of using HTTP or HTTPS. So that actually boils down to how secure the client network is being designed, you know. So we ourselves, we don't give it as an open encryption. No, it's all back based on what the clients has within their network. And if there's anything that goes beyond the LAN, you know, it's like I said, you know, we go by three levels of authentication and encryption. So and in US, Crestron is actually one of the very highly certified or accredited company that achieve certain security award or things like that.
And talking about the business expansion, anything on the horizon, anything that you're looking at here in Malaysia, will we see Crestron, you know, being more of a household name here in Malaysia?
Well, actually, I do have a team in Malaysia for the past 18 years, I think. Yeah, so we have a team over there. We are doing some great projects over there. I think the latest one, if I may, you know, I hope I won't get in trouble. It's some of the mega projects in Genting.
And I'm sure then, you know, in 2018, there will be a lot of new technologies coming in. Personally, what are you excited about, you know, stepping into the new year?
I think it's, you know, it's not a new thing anymore. People talk about wireless and things like that. I think this is still something that people want to explore further because, you know, wireless need to be universal as well, you know. But the biggest part about it, if you talk to a lot of end users, is they want certain solution that, you know, they can just, you know, ignore whatever copper or cable infrastructure. All right, because you know you talk to a lot of designer. You know the first thing that they want to look at is, you know, should I lay 10 cables or what kind of cables should I lay, because I need to future proof this whole thing, this building and whatever thing. But this is how a lot of designer got themselves stuck, because they got themselves stuck based on the infrastructure that they built or they are being given. But into wireless, I'll be very exciting to see, you know, if there's a new trend or new technology whereby, you know, things can just be changed, you know, and you know, and it doesn't affect infrastructures and things. And I believe this is something that is going to happen in the near future.
All right, Tony.
If you are into wireless, right, I mean, you can actually forego those cable calls, those management, cable management and patching and whatever thing. I think it's going to be a big thing.
And I've been speaking to Tony Ang, the General Manager of Crestron Electronics in Southeast Asia, talking about the future of homes. Exciting times indeed, and I, for one, can't wait to live in a smart home. A home that talks to me. Weird, but exciting. You've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.